Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. Welcome back to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and Happy New Year. I know you may be listening to this a week later, and in all honesty, I'm not even recording this until January 8th. I'm a little late to the New Year party, but I just wanted to share that with you anyway, because hey, there's never a bad time to pop open a bottle of champagne and toast yourself, right? So this is our New Year edition. And in this edition, I'm going to share with you all the things that happened in, well, not all the things, but the things that happened in 2021 in our world, in our leadership world, and also in my personal business. And then I'm going to share with you where we're going in 2022, which I am super, super excited about. Some of the changes you'll notice in the podcast and what we have in store for you. And I hope you're going to be as excited as I am about these new changes. But first, before we jump into all of that, I just want to acknowledge you. And I want you to stop whatever you're doing, whether you're walking the dog, folding laundry, getting ready to head to work as you listen to this, or maybe you're driving to work. Some of us actually do still, or some of you still drive to your office. Others of you, you know, have a 10 step commute now. But whatever you're doing, take a moment and just pat yourself on the back. And I want you to acknowledge with me, you, yourself, you made it. You made it through what may have been the toughest, most challenging years. I hope it's one of the, honestly, I hope it doesn't get worse. But anyway, one of the toughest, most challenging years as a leader. We had COVID, of course, more COVID. You know, we thought COVID was going to end. Remember celebrating 2021, thinking we're going to roll into a better year, which ended up being, I hate to say worse, but it ended up being a more challenging year than even 2020 was. Because we had more COVID and then more COVID and then still more COVID. We had the great resignation still happening. We were just all trying to learn to navigate this new work environment. Maybe you went hybrid. Maybe you're still at home. Maybe you're working with a smaller staff. Maybe you're still in the office, but with different people. Or maybe you're in the office all by yourself. If you're a leader listening, and I know there's a lot of you out there that are in the healthcare field, oh my word, I want you to give a double pat on your back and hug yourself, because you've really been hit hard this year. There's been such an extreme shortage of workers. And, you know, my husband is a professional firefighter, so we see this all the time. And the healthcare system, from the nurses in the hospital to the doctors to the nurses in the, you know, the pop-up wellness centers to the firefighters and the paramedics and the ambulance, it's all so broken right now. And I feel, my heart goes out to you if you are a leader or manager and you're trying to figure it all out and you're trying to keep all of your team happy and content and showing up at work. It's challenging. And then those of you with kids, oh my word, I'm so glad that my kids are now, you know, they're young adults with their own kids. But wow, And the teachers, wow, you know, one day you're at home, you know, you're back to the homeschool virtual learning. The next day you're back at school. And then next week you're home again. Like it's so chaotic. And you don't even know if your kids are going to be picked up by the school bus every day. If you are a parent trying to do all of this, like just know that you're amazing. You are darn amazing if nobody's told you that, because you're trying to navigate all of these things and it is challenging. And, you know, it's no wonder our world has so much more anxiety and burnout and stress. All of that is at an all-time high. And you're just trying to show up and be the best leader you can be every single day. So I just wanted to say, I see you. I hear you. I can't say I totally understand you, because we all have our own challenges. What's the saying? We're all in the same storm, but we're not in the same boat. And these are all really very real situations that we just have to stop and acknowledge sometimes. And here's the thing, though. We don't want to stay fixated on the issues of 2021 going into 2022. You know, we could stay in this spot and just leave this podcast feeling probably more anxious than ever. Of just seeing like, oh my gosh, there is a lot going on. Or we could choose to hope for a better future. We could choose to look at what did happen last year that was good. And that's where I want to go next. Aristotle Onassis says, we must free ourselves of the hope that the sea will ever rest. We must learn to sail in high winds. And oh my goodness, didn't we learn to sail in high winds last year? So these are the things that a lot of you experienced that was good in 2021, despite all of the challenges. You learned how to have more quality time with your family. Perhaps you learned how to prioritize what really matters the most in this moment. Some of us got to travel a little bit more. Thank goodness for that, right? You realize who were the best people, the people who were going to stand by your side and work as hard as you. Who were those best team members? They showed up in 2021. Perhaps you had time, and I hope you did. And if you didn't, maybe take time now to reflect on what really, truly matters most in your life. And did I mention you made it? Like you made it through 2021. So I celebrate you again so much for that. And I hope you can even find more silver linings of what happened in 2021 that was good. Maybe your business even thrived in 2021. So for me personally, in 2021, for personal and business, I should say, was definitely a year of trying to find my groove. And if I'm being totally honest with you, I don't think I ever got there. I felt like 2021 was like playing that record and there's a skip. You know, for those of us that are old enough to remember records and record players, remember when it would get stuck in that skip mode, and then a little bit would play really good, and then you would get in the skip mode again, you know, the scratched record, because you played it so much because it was your favorite album. That's what I felt like 2021 was like for me. There was some good stuff, but there was a lot of moments I just got stuck. I felt like it was a very distracting year. Distracting your mentally and distracting with obligations I didn't see coming. And I will admit that part of the distractions I had in my business was just trying to figure it all out. I made some bad choices with my business, especially at the beginning of the year. I hired some support that ended up not being the best fit for me. And I should have done more research on who I was hiring to do a major project for my business. I also took some courses that really didn't align with where I'm going and what I want to do. I realized instead of learning how to do that, it was better to delegate it out, hire it out. So bottom line is, I wasted a lot of money and a lot of time in 2021. And let's just leave it at, I'm going to have some really big tax deductions this year. That's the silver lining there. There are also a lot of distractions that I was glad I could help out with. Our family needed me a lot. And I am so grateful that I was able to be there for them. And I will never regret having those distractions. My family's always my number one priority, and I will always drop everything to go do what I need to do to support them. Jimmy Dean says, another quote, I have a lot of quotes for you today. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. So I did do some adjusting, and these were some of the things that we did in 2021. You were a part of, a big part of, that I'm proud of to say, yeah, we did that. So first of all, I don't know if you've been listening to this podcast for a while. You know, last year, I set out to do something pretty crazy, and I did 100 podcasts in a row starting on January 1st. It was a challenge that I heard, I embraced, and I thought, I'm going to do that. Now, let me tell you, I will never, ever do that again. It was hard, but I got it done. And I was so proud that I finished that challenge because it was hard and exhausting. But I did learn a few things in that process. I learned that done is better than perfect. I learned to let go of having the perfect podcast. There's no such thing. And I think from hearing from some of you, you like that this is real. I mispronounce a lot of words. I say, so I have all those quirks. And hopefully, if you continue to listen to me, you forgive me for that because you can relate to that. None of us are perfect. Part of the 100 podcasts, though, that I absolutely love doing was the Clifton Strengths 34 series. If you did not listen to that, maybe you're a new listener to the show since we rebranded. To the Navigating Your Leadership, go back. I think we started in March or April. Go back and find that series where we didn't get to all 34, but I interviewed like over 30 people and we talked about their strength. So we covered almost every Clifton Strengths talent. There's 34 of them, if you're not aware of that. And it was such a fun series to do. And because of that, that really reignited my passion for what I really wanted to do. So I was able to check off two things for my vision board from 2021. And one of those was getting certified to be a Gallup strengths coach. And I'm so very proud that I finally took the dive to do that. Another major, major expense, but it was so, so worth it. That was something that I've been thinking about, dreaming about, talking about for quite a few years. And actually, I want to give a shout out to my daughter-in-law, Lauren, who finally said to me, just do it. You love this stuff. This is what you're meant to do. So thank you, Lauren, for that push that I needed to say, I'm just going to figure this out. I don't know how we're going to afford this. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this, but I'm just going to do it. And I am so grateful that I said yes to that. The other thing that we clicked off the vision board was a personal one. We rented a house for our entire immediate family in Dewey Beach. This is something we've been thinking about and dreaming about for a long time. Our family normally vacations in Maine, but we've never gone where our entire family, all three of our grown sons and their wives and our grandkids, all in one house, 1 week, 2 blocks from the beach. It was amazing. And we can't wait to go back again this year. Different place, different house, but the entire family all together again with one new addition. We'll have a new grandson joining us this year, which we're super, super excited about that. Another major change we made personally was we sold our 31-foot sailboat this year. And that was a hard decision, but it was time to let it go. And maybe you've had some of that this year, that you had to let go of some things. And here's the beautiful thing that I've learned about letting go, is that when we let go of things, that creates space for us to have more. more of what really aligns with us, more of our destination or our destiny, more of what God has in store for our vision. So sometimes we have to let go in order to create that space. And we made a hard choice to do that. And it kind of was shocking how quick it happened, but we feel like it was definitely aligned with where God wants us. And we're going to be boatless for a year. So that'll be an interesting year for sure. But we know that by doing that and making that decision, we're making space in our lives for the next boat, which will be much bigger than the 31-foot boat. So we're excited about that. So maybe you had to do that. Did you have to let go of something or take a step back in order to move forward in the future? And maybe that's something you need to think about for this year. What do you need to let go of so you can make space for what you really want in life? Some other things that I'm super proud that I accomplished or we accomplished in 2021 is I got to coach some amazing clients. I got to help them discover their talents and to see their superpowers and to feel more confident in their leadership roles. And that is something that just lights my soul on fire. So I loved being able to coach some amazing clients this year. I also held my first virtual workshop. Let me tell you, that was a learning experience, a lot of learning in that moment. But it was a start. I held my first in-person Clifton Strengths workshop, and that was an amazing experience that I can't wait to recreate. I felt during that time of that workshop that this is exactly what God has called me to be doing. This and more, I should say. And I felt it from the audience too, that they were empowered by knowing their strengths, that they left there feeling like they mattered, they had talents, they had strengths, and they were excited about their future. So I know the whole room felt it. And I can't wait to just do more and more workshops in the future. And if that's something that you've been thinking about, reach out to me. Maybe it's time for us to finally get that date down and let's start with the Clifton Strengths workshop for you and your team in 2022. The other thing I did at the end of this year is I got certified with Eat to Grow to bring high-performing teams platform to my clients. And I'm actually the first, I'm very proud to say, I'm the first certified Eat to Grow coach in the whole state of New York and one of only like 20-something in the entire USA. So look for more information on that coming out. And I know I've been sharing some of that with you already, but super excited to bring that much bigger workshop. It's a 14-week series that really, really cements creating those high-performing teams and strengths and all of that. New habits, new routines, all of the good stuff. Again, I already mentioned this. I kept my priorities in order. I really felt like I was able to do that in 2021. I did hire some great office support and I invested in a fabulous coach. I found people that totally aligned with my mission, my goal, who got me better than I got myself sometimes. So I was able to find those support systems so I could delegate off some of the tasks that I'm not supposed to be doing. Instead of learning the course on how to do it, I just delegated it out and it was beautiful. And of course, we rebranded the podcast to align with who I really want to support, leaders like you. We went from the Uncharted Entrepreneurs to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, which you're listening to now. Now, I still want to serve entrepreneurs because entrepreneurs are leaders. Whether you're leading yourself or you're leading a small team, you are a leader. So I'm still for you if you're an entrepreneur listening to this. But I'm also for you as a leader and your team. So we're excited to see where Navigating Your Leadership podcast goes, which leads to the last part of this podcast today. Here's the juicy stuff. Here's what the things that are on the horizon for 2022. First of all, we're going to have more guests on the podcast. More guests, but with a little twist, which I'll share in a minute here. This was something my husband suggested. He is faithful at listening to the podcast, giving me feedback, sharing what he likes, what he, you know, could be better. And his suggestion was we need more guests. Like, and I agree. I love the conversations I have with my guests. Like, that just lights me up. I always learn something new. I'm fascinated by people. People just, they just fascinate me. That's all I could say. And it's just so much fun to have these conversations. So this year, there's going to be a new format for guests. But first, I want to let you know, I plan on having more guests who are exemplifying what it means to be a great leader and or great manager. I'll be looking for stories that will inspire and empower others by their examples. And we'll be mixing in some experts with advice to help elevate your leadership in 2022. But here's the fun twist. So each guest will be asked to take their CliftonStrengths assessment if they haven't yet prior to us recording the episode. I'm gifting all of my guests their top five assessment. And during our conversation, we're going to be looking for their talents and how they showed up in their life to help them be successful. Because since CliftonStrengths shows us our natural way of thinking, feeling, and behaving, it's going to be super fun to see how their talents help them become successful and why they love what they do. Plus, we're going to be looking to see how once they were aware of their talents, which ones truly became their strengths. Now, for you as a listener, you are going to be able to pick up on the clues for your own success story. Maybe some of the leaders that are on are going to have the same talents you have, and you'll learn how to really tap into them to make your strengths, make them your strengths. Or perhaps you lead someone with the same talents, and you'll better understand how to give them space to soar with their strengths. And of course, I'll be sharing at the beginning of every podcast what their top five strengths are and what they mean, the short definition from Gallup. So there's going to be a lot of strengths training tied within, but in a super, what I hope to be fun format. So my hope and prayer is that this new format will highlight why strengths is a vital piece to navigating your leadership. So my question for you is, who do you know that's an exceptional leader or manager that I need to have on the podcast? Maybe it's you. Maybe you feel like, you know what? I have like got here and I've done some exceptional things. I'm leading an amazing team. My team members love me. It's totally cool to nominate yourself, but let me know, who do you know? Maybe you work for somebody that's an exceptional leader. Maybe you once worked for them. Maybe you know someone. Send me a DM or an email and let me know who that person is. Something else that we will continue on the podcast is once a month, our plan is to have my husband on, Tom. And I've heard from you guys that you enjoy those conversations. And we're doing it with another fun twist with this one called Talents on Tap with Tom. And within that, one of our favorite things to do is to go to microbreweries and support small businesses and leaders who brew beer. Now, if you've heard me talk about that before, you know, I'm not even really a huge beer fan. I don't mind an IPA here or there and some lighter beers. I love my Corona Light in the summertime on the boat. But I love microbreweries. I just am fascinated by them. So our plan is when we do our Talents on Tap, not only are we going to be talking about talents with strengths, but we're going to be sharing some of our favorite beverages with each podcast. Because we'll be sipping on something fun. And believe me, my husband and I have totally different talents and strengths and totally different tastes in beer. So we'll be highlighting some microbreweries. So again, which microbrewery do we need to go visit, purchase some of their beer so that we can be sipping on them during our Talents on Tap episode? We also hope to bring that to some breweries in the future. That's a long vision thought. That won't be happening in 2022, I don't think. The other thing too is in between, I will continue to show up with topics and training to empower and elevate your leadership. And again, I want to hear from you on this. Send me some topics that you would like for me to cover. Something else that I talked about when we rebranded and just never was able to get it kicked off, because remember, my record was kind of stuck in a few spots. We do want to get the Zoom sessions going. There'll be monthly Zoom sessions for our favorite fans to plug into us and ask questions and perhaps talk with some of our guests. I hope to get those kicked off in the next quarter, and just a way for us to connect face to face. And I'm super excited about doing that. I just need to figure out a couple little pieces to get that going. Now, for the Sherry Miter Co. coaching and consultant business, I want to share a little preview of what's coming with that. I've been working behind the scenes on a vision that I had and a thought. And it's going to be launched very, very soon. So again, you're probably listening to this beginning of January. By the time you listen, it may even be out there in the world. And it's the Vision, Strengths, and Strategy Blueprint for Entrepreneurs and Leaders. This is a 5-step process for reaching your biggest life and business goals while enjoying the journey that gets you there. You guys know I'm all about enjoying the journey. This is a 5-step process for creating a strategic success plan that starts with the big picture goals and visions for the business, goes through the visioneering process that I'll take you through. It takes into account the strengths of the person and team. So whether it's for you individually or for your team, it creates a strategy with focused action steps for success. I'm going to be sharing a lot more information about this on my Facebook business page and personal page. So make sure you follow me over there to see when this gets launched. I'm actually going to start with a pilot program very soon. So if this sounds like something you need in your life right now because you're tired of setting and missing your goals year after year, or maybe you hit goals, but you're just exhausted at the end of the year. I've had years like that I hit some major milestones, huge goals, but at the end of the year, I thought, I am never doing that again. And then there's been other years that I had great goals and I missed them all. Where I hit some of them, but not all of them. And I've spent the last couple of weeks really thinking about what made the difference between the years that happened and the years that I hit my goal spot on. And that's the 5-step process I've come up with, because I realized the years that I achieved my biggest dreams and I had harmony and happiness in my life were years that I had all 5 of these steps in place. But if I missed one of those things, those were the years that were either very, maybe I accomplished a lot, but I had no harmony, I had no balance, and I felt stressed out by the end of the year, or I just didn't accomplish things. So I'm excited to bring that out into the world. So again, if that's something that you're interested in learning more, you can follow me on Facebook or send me an email and I'd be happy to share more information with you, or just DM me on Facebook. We're also going to be talking about having a Patreon program where you can support the podcast financially if you choose. If this podcast is empowering to you and you find it something you look forward to, I don't want to have to go to having a lot of sponsorship commercials. I don't like those podcasts that have 2, 3, 4, 5 pod or commercials throughout them. I don't mind 1 or 2. And I love being able to have sponsors on our podcast. But I'm thinking the Patreon is the way to go, because then I don't need all the sponsorships. And you can help support the show financially. More on that coming out probably next month. I hope to be more streamlined and focused in 2022 with the business and the podcast. And then the last thing I want to share with you, but I do have one more thing. I want to give you a gift. And so hold on, we're almost done with this podcast, is I want to share with you my word of the year. And I don't always do this. Maybe you do every year. Maybe you've never done it. I do encourage you to give it some thought. But the word of the year this year for me is flourish. And I chose this word for multiple reasons, but basically it's the definition of it. And the definition of flourish is an instance of suddenly performing or developing in an impressively successful way. It's also a bold or extravagant gesture or action made especially to attract attention of others. And I know in order to achieve the success I want and that I want to help you have in 2022, I have to take bold moves. So I love the word flourish. There's also a something I found from when I was doing some research on my word of the year about palm trees. And if you're curious about that, I can send it to you. It's a really cool short read. But I would love to hear from you. So that's a little bit about where we've been, where we're going. And here's what I have for you right now. I want to send you a gift. I have a little something fun from the Navigating Your Leadership podcast that I want to send you just as a thank you for listening to the show, to sharing it with others, for reviewing it, for just, you know, sending me emails and DMs to say, oh, that really resonated with me this week, or thank you for that. I needed that. Or, oh my gosh, I'm going to try that with my team. I love to hear from you. So I'm going to give you some things that you can just send me one of those anytime. But I would love to know specifically one of these four things or all four of them. And if you send me an email at sherry@navigatingyourleadership.com or DM me, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, you can message me, and I'll have my links in the show notes. So here are the four things I would love to know. What's your word of the year? Do you have a word of the year? What is it? Share it with me. I'd love to see that. If you have any referrals for the podcast, and again, it's okay to nominate yourself, you know, those exceptional leaders or managers. I would love to know the topics you would love to see us cover in 2022 when it comes to leadership and navigating that and creating stronger, more viable, happier teams. And one thing you did in 2021 that I can help celebrate with you. We can pop a virtual bottle of Prosecco, my favorite, to say, yay, you. So what's that one thing you did in 2021? Maybe you have a few things that we can celebrate together. So again, what's your word of the year? Or do you have referrals for me for leadership, exceptional leaders or managers? Topics you'd love to see us cover? And one thing you did that I can help you celebrate. And I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote. I think it's from Mark Twain, but there is a little controversy on that one. But it says, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. That's my hope for you in 2022. Thanks as always for listening to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. I am your host, Sherry Miter. My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams. Teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.